Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Hiya, Hans. Here we are now, myself and Rihanna, back now this week again to answer a few more problems for the peoples, because we're good at that, aren't we?
Yeah, well.
Dear Ella Marie, I had a one-night stand about 6 weeks ago with a guy I don't even have a phone number for, you dirty divin.
Oh,
and now I think I might be pregnant. I'm 27 and I consider myself as being very career driven. Oh god, what's wrong with her? I don't know what she's on about. I don't have time for a relationship, so one night stand suits me just fine. Same as ourselves.
Yeah, lovely guys, yeah.
I'm on the pill, but stupidly forgot to take it for a few days. I haven't been to the doctors yet, but I took 2 pregnancy tests and they both came out positive. So you're pregnant, hon, that's it, like. I have no way of contacting the guy I slept with to tell him he's going to be a father. I'm ashamed of myself. It's going to be hard enough telling people I'm pregnant. And then telling them I actually don't know who the father is. I need your help. What will I do? God, hon. Hiya. Congrats. I'm delighted for you.
Congrats,
so I am.
Hon.
Congrats from me and Rihanna. And come here, I have a few bits here for my little one, Beyonce, who's a young one. And I'll try and get them over to her. It's no, like, suitors and all that. One,
ah, hon,
all
that's
that.
Real nice, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'm nice, like. I remember when I found out, hon, I was up to pole. I didn't know what to do, and like you, I forgot to take my pill. Got mixed up and took 3 peanut M&Ms instead. It was terrible. I'm a disaster, so aren't I?
Oh, you're terrible, things like that now.
And hon, I didn't know who the baby daddy was either. All I knew was that he was from the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. And he had a really, really, I mean really, ask Rihanna, a really big nose. He was like Pinocchio on steroids or something, wasn't he?
Oh, very same, hon.
Yeah, he was sounding off,
though. Spit out of his mouth.
You wouldn't need him anyways, hon. You're better off on your own. You're going to be rolling in it with the children's allowance. I never thought of that. Every month you'll be delighted with yourself. You'll be able to go out and have one night stands all the time. Don't mind what people say about you. People shouldn't judge a cover by its book, hon. You'll be grand. Glad I can help you. Love you, hon.
Bye, hon.
We're going on to the next question now, Hans. Dear Ella Marie, I'm 18 and last week I caught my mother looking at midget pornography on my laptop. I'm disgusted, shocked and really embarrassed.
Dodgy lads,
isn't it? I'm really embarrassed as my girlfriend was with me when I walked into my sitting room and seen my mother completely engrossed in this movie. My mother didn't seem to be too embarrassed. She just put her top back on and walked straight out of the room while I stood there crying with the shame. My girlfriend tried to just laugh it off, but I couldn't and still can't come to terms with it at all. And I'm terrified my girlfriend might tell people about this. It's been awkward with my mother ever since. I haven't really spoke to her properly. I've even thought about moving out. What do you reckon I should do? Hiya, hon. Tell you the truth, I think you're making a big deal out of something really small here. A short while ago, one of my friends had a tiny little problem like this, and I just told her to get over it.
You'd have to.
Yeah, you would. Now come here, how tall were the midgets? I'd love to know that, would you? I'd say your mother's having great crack, was she, hon? Everyone's entitled to a bit of fun in their lives, and if that means watching small people getting diamond dirty, so be it.
So be it, hon.
Each to their own, like. You shouldn't be so hard on your mother. You need to see the bigger picture, and so does your mammy. Isn't that a good one, hon? I'm only pulling your legs, hon. Don't be minding us. I'm in a giddy humour today because I'm going off to meet up with a lovely fella off Dundee tonight. So I'm going to be like your mother now and keep things short and sweet. Have to go collect me hair and get ready. Delighted to be able to help, hon. See yous.
Bye.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. And now, a look at the papers.
Right, Hans, here we are now back with the newses. International newses, local newses, all the newses any news person could want.
Because we loves the newses.
Me and Rihanna loves the newses. And we're going to go back to something we had up here a few weeks ago.
Oh, Hannah, will you tell them?
I don't know, will we?
Yeah, go on, go on.
Right. The panther that was seen in Kilkenny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last night, me and Rihanna were just going out.
Mind our own business now.
Mind our own business. Weren't we just out in the middle of a field in Kilkenny, mind our own business, like. And next thing, lo and behold, out of the bush, what comes out?
The panther.
That was massive.
Humongous.
Yeah. We had, luckily enough, we had a little staple gun and a stick with us.
Remember, yeah, that was so lucky, lads. The fright. Remember the jump side on?
Oh, she was jumping over Air Maxes.
She lost one of them in the muck.
Yeah, I went back and got it though for you, hon. I sang like that. I'm a good friend.
BFF, hon.
But wait, I tell you, the panther, right? I just looked over and I seen it and I said, I'm not scared. So I went over to it and it started kind of going, rawr! As, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I'm not messing, lads. You should have seen this.
It's nice of him.
Yeah, so I went like that back to it, and next thing he says to me,
"Sure, you're nearly training him and all."
No, I wasn't. I wouldn't shift the Panther. Well, I might, like. You never know. Strange things have happened down for you in Kilkenny, I'd say, haven't they?
I'd say so anyway, hon, definitely.
But anyway, in the heel of the hunt, the Panther ran off and we haven't seen him since.
No.
So if anyone out there sees him, gives a Texas or something.
We're going to catch him.
Yeah, we will. I have a little cage I used to have for my hamster. We're going to bring it down and catch him, send up a booby trap.
Yeah, hon, yeah. Put a bit of cheese in it and go and get it.
Yeah, sure, Panthers love cheese, don't they? Yeah, that's a good idea now, so it is. See, what's the early worm catches the bird?
Isn't that what they say, yeah. Man, isn't it?
Good old housewife's tale, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Other newses, anyway. In other local newses, here we have now. So far, it's all up to me. The Pope has come to Carlow. I wrote a letter over today.
Hon, you never told me this.
Did I not? Oh, I forgot all about it. Shh. I wrote a letter over to the Vatican.
Oh, that's what you're doing, going down and getting a stamp the other day.
Yeah, I remember, and I cut all the letters out of the magazine and all, and wrote a lovely like that, used to be on the bodyguard. Lovely letter.
Yeah.
And he's coming over to Carlo, and he's going to come, and we're meeting him.
Is he staying in your house?
Yeah, staying in my house. We're getting the room done up for him at Backshire.
Oh.
And we're getting a little Pope mobile. Well, it's my go-kart. Remember the little red and black one he used to have?
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to get it done up a bit, and then...
What colour is he, like gold or something, would he?
White, I'd say, like pink. I think he's gay, is he?
I don't know, hon. He could be.
No, he wears dresses now, though.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely a cross-dresser, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, drag queen. That's what he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in
she
drag.
She's to him, yeah.
Did we not see him up in George one night?
I don't know. I think we could have. Could have been him. What's it? What did it call him? Puppy. But thanks to Little Miss Rendlands, the Poppy is coming over to Carlo. Hon, you should see what me and me mother done. Remember the go-kart I have out the back?
Oh, yeah.
Right, so we were up all night there the other night doing meetings, right? We got in a love buzz.
Hey, sure, where's my text? No, home
oh,
doing
I'm
nothing.
In Texas, sorry. Right, so we have to go-kart done up Savage.
You don't, hon.
Yeah, swear to God. Have done up, and we're going to bring the Pope around that. You can sit on one side, he can sit on one side. And then I'll be driving in the middle, and I have a regout, a lovely white Adidas regout I'm going to wear for.
Oh, hon, what am I going to wear? I may go now find something for that.
I don't know, but we're going to start. He'll be sitting there, and I have a little flag, Carlo flag, made out of the back of the car.
Oh, he's
going
to love that, lads.
Yeah, he'll love it. And we're going to start up there on the Tuller Road.
Oh, yeah.
The people's now, and I have to warn people to stay calm and keep in. There'll be bollards up and all that, and getting a few of my relatives to do the security. It's going to be a great day out for Carlo, do you know? And we're going to go down Tuller Street then.
Oh, hon, that is going to be actually fucking savage.
Yeah, getting a few of the boys to do a bit of security, you know.
Yeah, the boys love that now. Throw them now.
Shift or something like that, right? Do you know?
Yeah.
Over the weekend. So the Pope has come to Carlo. That's the latest news. And if anyone doesn't believe me, then yous are soft.
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 Little Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast.
The podcast. LMRA's thought for the day.
Hi, Hans. Here's my thought of the day now. I was out there the other day for St. Patrick's Day. I had a savage day. Fair play to St. Patrick now for getting rid of all the snakes. And I would just want to let everyone know, if anyone else has any snakes they want me to get rid of, because everyone says I look a bit like St. Patrick when I'm in the green or gout, I'll get rid of them for you. And that's it. That's really my thought for today. So have a good day and get on to me. Give me a poke on Facebook or text on people.
Check out Little Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.